Previously on Algoa FM.
There's definitely a buoyant mood on the markets after good inflation data and the interest rate decision. Good news starts for the consumer yesterday after Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kgannyago announced a 25 basis point repo rate cut to 8%, the first cut since the interest rate relief we saw during the pandemic 4 years ago. It takes the prime lending rate down to 11.5%. Wednesday saw the inflation rate rise by 4.4% in August compared with a 4.6% in July. Discovery has posted a 17% jump in its normalized operating profit for the year ended June and increased its dividend to shareholders by 38%. Basic headline earnings per share up 7% to 1,089 cents, while the net asset value increased by 16%. Total income from non-insurance business was 16% higher, while its core new business annualized premium income increased by 18%. The resources and industrial counters leading the way for a positive day on the JSE, the all share in the top 40, ending trade up 1.3% to 83,760 and 75,810 respectively. Wall Street saw all-time highs at yesterday's close after the Fed's 50 basis point interest rate cut the day before. The Dow was up 1.25%, the S&P 500 up 1.7%, and the Nasdaq up 2.5%. London's FTSE closed up 1.1%. The positive sentiment spreading through Asian markets this morning, with Tokyo up 2%, Sydney up 0.25%, and Hong Kong up 1.3%. The rand steady after strong gains yesterday, currently 17.49 to the dollar, 23.26 to pound sterling, and it's 19.53 to the euro, that euro firmer to the dollar at 111.64. Precious metals continue to rally, with gold now $2,592 and platinum at $991. Bitcoin now at $63,308, and a barrel of Brent crude, $74.06.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.